This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Here we are on the Monday Global Transmission, the 16th day of May. There is so much that we're obviously going to be going over today as we accelerate into open world government and the technocrats' attempt to dominate the planet and humanity. We have Robert Tosh Plumlee, the famous CIA whistleblower, who helped first expose specifically what happened in Benghazi, joining us, tying into Fast and Furious and the connections to Al-Qaeda, ISIS, El Chapo, and the gun running. And we have the Marine Corps colonel, recently retired, Matt Smithmeck, who has been physically attacked, threatened, you name it, for investigating Fast and Furious out of Arizona and the military base that he was stationed at. He'll be joining us also with Kent Terry, brother of Brian Terry, for the latest huge developments on this front in the second hour and how it all ties together with the criminal networks that have seized control of this nation. David Knight will be hosting the fourth hour. All right. People say, why do you do it that way? We have a four-hour radio show, you host 3 hours, and then you have your anchors and people come into the fourth hour. Well, because that's how I do things. I do things different than other radio networks, other people. And we've trailblazed a lot of things and innovated a lot of stuff, and I think it's good to have a new horse come in 3 hours in with all the stuff that's breaking and all that's going on, to have a whole other hour of high-energy analysis, special reports, guests, and more. That's why we're doing it. Stations love it. We appreciate all the affiliates. They're starting to pick up the fourth hour. As the years go on here, if we're able to, we want to add more and more hours until we've got maybe 6, 7, 8, 9 hours of live broadcast a day. We've got the nightly news as well, 7 o'clock Central, so that's basically the goal there. Now, in the first hour, I say this every broadcast, and I rarely actually do what I want to do, but I've just somehow got to cover all this news, most of it in the first hour, at least get into a lot of it. We come back from break, we'll get into it. RNC chairman warns against suicide third-party run against Trump. I covered it yesterday, but I forgot to ask you guys. Will you reprint me the New York Times big story Friday? Oh, my gosh. He asked women out after he was married, when he was divorced. And he would come forward in a restaurant and tell a woman she was beautiful. It's so male. It's so evil. Now, Bill Clinton flying around on jets with pedophile masters on the Lolita Express, Mr. Epstein, flying him to this pervert island on Fantasy Island with Mr. Montalban, but no, pedophile island. That's not in the New York Times, but it's all over the other news that Bill Clinton flew on the plane many more times than previously known. So you guys, please print me that one and also the New York Times, because I want to go over some of this because it's just a perfect example of manipulation. Did you hear? Dun, dun, dun. Washington Post, New York Times, L.A. Times, all reporting. Oh, my gosh. He dated women, and sometimes he'd ask women out, and he had one girlfriend he told was gaining a little too much weight. She was depressed. Then she was on Fox News this morning when I was working out saying, I didn't even say that to the New York Times. They just kept asking her, did he do anything mean? Was he ever rude? She's like, well, yeah, once he kind of said I should probably want to lose a little bit of weight. And it, you know, kind of made me work on it a little bit. But, oh, my gosh. He told his girlfriend she was getting a little fat. Thank God I've had family tell me, you know, 6, 7 years ago, buddy, you're really big now. You need to work out more and lose some weight and stop eating Bluebell ice cream at 10 o'clock at night every night. You know what? I did that, and I've lost close to 70 pounds, and I'm still going down slowly now. So this is the nanny state. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. She told her girlfriend she was gaining weight. Oh, my God. Oh, now, if you got, like, 10-year-old girls in rape camps with the president, you know, kidnapped on rape planes, that's all. Come on. That's all right. But, man, Donald Trump, whoa. I mean, this guy is a monster. Can you say hashtag monster? Oh, my gosh.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
You look to the left, you look to the right, you see more establishment trash. You look to the left, you look to the right, all you see is a bunch of pedophiles constantly getting caught at the top of Congress, at the top of business, having sex with their 14-year-old interns or flying around on wide-body jets crammed with little girls, with Bill Clinton creeping around like a big zombie, a reanimated undead Nosferatu. Who else would want to screw over civilization, cut off the energy, suppress humanity, but a bunch of ghouls? We get control. We return the Renaissance paradigm. Some heads are going to roll. Mr. Halford, thank you for the intro. Absolutely correct. Power mad freaks that rule the earth. All right, where to start? Infowars.com is the website. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to tie Fast and Furious in with the El Chapo, CIA, ISIS, Al-Qaeda connection with a Marine Corps colonel who's been investigating it. with Brian Terry's brother, and of course with the famous CIA whistleblower Tosh Plumlee, coming up in the second hour. The third hour will be open phones and analysis, as will be the first hour. Let me just run over these headlines for you, as I always attempt to do, but today it's going to happen. Let me just start here. Crossing the line, how Donald Trump behaves with women in private. And it says that he walked up and would ask attractive women when he was not married if they'd like to date him. And that once he told a girlfriend she was gaining weight. Turns out that's not even true. My gosh, this is just stunning. This man is just of pure evil. Pontius Pilate would say, I find great sin in this man. Crossing the line, but then I have a stack of articles here. Woman in New York Times piece about Trump treatment of women says she was misquoted. The girlfriend, Bill Clinton was frequent flyer on pedophile's private jet, Lolita Express. Jeffrey Epstein. And, of course, he'd been lying about that, going to the private pedo island, but it's all coming out. But, you know, that's not a big story. Donald Trump asked attractive women out at cocktail parties as if the women weren't there to be asked out. And then they said yes. What a horrible person, like asking 30-year-old bombshell women out on dates. That is just so abnormal. It is. It's a powerful alpha male that likes full-grown women. No, 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 no. 10-year-old girl at a pedo island with Bill Clinton, that's okay. Bill Clinton settling all the rape cases, A-okay. I'm going to get a little bit more into that a little for you. Because I'm a hate monger. That's what the media says. Yeah, George Clooney said so. George Clooney. We're talking about him a little bit later. RNC chairman warns against suicide third-party run. That's Priebus while he creeps around behind the scenes helping set it up with Mr. Crystal. The heir to the Trotskyites from Russia. Seriously, from Russia, can't make it up, Trotskyites. Boy, that's wonderful. RNC chairman warns against suicide third party. Washington insiders planning third party campaign to steal presidency from Trump. That's a David Horowitz article. But that's our headline. We changed it for InfoWars. On Breitbart, it's Bill Kristol, Republican spoiler, renegade Jew. Continuing, Zuckerberg, oh, this is just special, isn't it? Zuckerberg, that calls his users dumb effers, to meet with Beck and former Bush official Perino, or Perina, as I call her. So Zuckerberg to meet with Beck and Perina will ignore Drudge and InfoWars, who actually got listed in some of the blacklisting, Drudge especially, but we were listed in a few, that we should be blocked in the algorithm, as if I needed whistleblowers to go public to tell me that. We already could see how that would happen. Everybody else gets to share their videos. You can't post our videos on your video wall or on your Facebook when they block them. Sometimes they don't. When they don't block us, we get 2 million views. When they do, we get 50,000. And it's exactly what we've been saying is happening with the whistleblowers going public. But I want to thank the whistleblowers going public. And they specifically were saying block Drudge. Don't people put his name, his links in. Drudge is right. He says, well, just don't go to Facebook. That's what should happen. People should leave it. It should fall apart because it's a fraud. But until the public figures that out, we go on Facebook to operate the First Amendment, to reach out to people and to let them know what's going on, to light a flare, to call in the air support, which is Congress and Drudge and everybody else. We're just putting flares on target. We're lazing the target so the smart bombs can come in and stop the censorship. And blast the dam out of the way. So it's different approaches. I don't think anybody's wrong. I think all these approaches together are going to expose this. But Glenn Beck's going to go and meet with Zuckerberg and the former White House press secretary. That's how they're going to. That's who represents conservatives. That's who Zuckerberg wants to meet with. Is Beck and the White House official that would get up there and tell us there was no drone program. Well, that was going on under Bush too, and would tell us that the dollar being devaluated wasn't devaluing the dollar, and just incredible bull. Not as bad as Obama's press secretary, you know, saying there we never said there wouldn't be boots on the ground. Obama never said that as a conspiracy theory. He said it 16 times in press conferences in Syria. I'm not even going to play the clip of him saying it and then show when they said they didn't say it. It's just these are mega whoppers. Whoppers. And they do it because they think you're dumb. Just like the New York Times was, dun 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 dun. Ladies and gentlemen, we're dropping a bombshell later Friday that may bring down Donald Trump. Drum roll, please. A huge cover page report, the whole front of their website, the whole front of the paper. 12 pages long. Donald Trump asked women up for dates. And again, that's the great crime. It's like Seinfeld's daughter. It's like, we're going to move back to New York, honey. We're out in the country so you can meet more boys now that you're 14. Daddy, boys and girls together. Sexes don't say boy or girl. He's like, my daughter's really ignorant. No, your daughter has been programmed, bro. Don't say soup Nazi. Oh, you're making light of Hitler now with your soup Nazi. No, it's hilarious calling the guy a soup Nazi. It's hilarious with a guy with his pug heiling Hitler. Charlie Chaplin's hilarious. John Cleese is hilarious. You people are control freaks who get off on telling people how to talk and what to do. Not for one, I've had enough of it, but I'm digressing. Glenn Beck, oh, he's so proud he will go with his little pudgy fake face and the famous liberal 30 years on radio, the most pro-abortion, anti-gun savage. Let me tell you don't change like that. And then suddenly he's your leader. He'll lead you. And he's going to prance over to Zuckerberg, bang, 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 bang. And then he'll come out and represent, and he'll get the traffic. And Beck admits, I'm not getting a lot of traffic. Maybe Zuckerberg will promote me. That's his reward. And now Beck will be a star again. And everyone will love him and love his little poor acting skills, and he'll ninny and nanny and candy butt around. Candy butt, Glenn Beck. I mean, it's just sick. I'm not against guys that are candy asses. It's just that he acts like he's a tough guy, and he's not. And I've had enough. So we got that article. Get Daniels up on Infowars.com. Oh, I'm four stories into the one stack. Sorry, there's only about 200 articles here. Whiteness history speaker, whites owe blacks $20 trillion in reparations. There's video of that at Infowars.com. Fury. Oh, let's put this on screen, please. It's up on Infowars.com. Fury at racist cartoon comparing Butch and masculine Michelle Obama to pregnant, ready Melania Trump. Pageant ready. I'm having a Freudian slip. Now, let me go ahead and show you this. This is the two ladies. And we've had doctors on about this. Her shoulders are too wide. She's on like the 100th percentile of women, okay, with her body type. Her arms, everything. She always has this pooch like she's wearing either a codpiece or has genitalia, okay? Now, she looks like a man. Like, dude looks like a lady. Lady looks like a dude. And this is a funny cartoonist, Ben Garrison, who they're always calling racist and bad. And, I mean, I'm sorry. It's true. It's a giant viral video phenomenon for like 8 years that she's a man. All I know is Obama was raised by a trainee in Indonesia. They're into all sorts of stuff. Hillary's daughters, Webster Hubbles, none of the stuff we're told by these people is true. And national media takes it when I talk about this and acts like I'm crazy. Listen, there's hundreds of millions of views on YouTube. There's some videos with like 10 million views apiece, and there's dozens and dozens of them. Probably more than 100 million. I'm just guesstimating. Dead reckoning. Where mainline liberal sites think she's a man. Okay? It's not racist to say she looks like a man. And let me explain something. Cartoonists famously make fun of everybody. There's cartoons everywhere making me look like I weigh 400 pounds. There's cartoons with me with big nose and all this stuff. That's what you do in editorial cartoons. It's been going on for 300 years. Everybody gets made fun of. Everybody gets bigger ears, bigger noses. Look at editorial cartoons of LBJ as a nose to the ground. Richard Nixon, this is what you do. You ran for office. You are the co-president that tells kids what lunch to eat around the country because you're God. Obama is obsessing, saying he'll sue Texas, sue North Carolina if we don't teach five-year-olds how to be trannies, trying to sexually confuse kids. And you're fair game. And don't forget, the famous comedian Joan Rivers said, of course everyone knows she's a tranny. She's dead serious. Yeah, she's a man. Deader than a doornail in a routine operation where basically she had fire poured down her throat, was a fire-breathing goblin. Dead on arrival. Shoot your mouth off, honey. You will die. liberal. Like Bono gets billions in huge concert deals, says it's all going to charity to AIDS Africa, and keeps 99% greediness. And George Clooney opened the borders up. He has $100 million chateaus, doesn't bring in one immigrant or whatever. He says Trump wants to hurt women because he says radical Muslims are a danger, when it's the radical Muslims totally enslaving over 500 million women. George Clooney, you maggot!
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
It seemed like yesterday, but it was long ago. All those 50 years have passed me now. I've got so much more to think about.
All those 50 days are past me now. I've got so much more to think about.
One time I was at Willie Nelson's house. I never told the story.
Deadline says
and He played this song with an acoustic guitar and sang it. What to leave picked out. It up, played it.
Against the wind.
When he's in concert now, he just kind of goes through the motions all the time. It's not vintage Willie Nelson, in my opinion.
We found
but playing it at his house, amazing. Not really name dropping, it's just I think about Willie Nelson when that song comes in. Against the wind. Against the wind. I was going to show Drudge Report for TV viewers, but Drudge just changed it like 10 seconds ago. But look, now it's Obama International Order. Yeah, calling for this world government. TSA nightmare, 4,000 travelers miss flights after long, 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 long lines. Oh, and they're asking for more money now, magically. Even though their budget always gets bigger, more money. Give us some money, Lebowski. But this is what I wanted to show you. Anti-Trump conservatives in Facebook meetup. And that's what I was mentioning. We've got a story up on Infowars.com. This is from Breitbart. And there's Beck on his knees to Zuckerberg. That's right. They're being rewarded. They're going to represent for the investigation and be the stars. And they'll say it's okay that good conservatives get promoted, but not the nasty, meany ones like DrudgeReport.com or Infowars.com or WorldNet Daily or Breitbart or Daily Caller or any of those other meanies. I'm sorry, I've got other news to get into, but it was just some of the crew in there making the point that, hey, you know there's all those videos where Obama keeps calling, well, Michael here, I mean Michelle, hey, Michael, I mean Michelle, come on over here. I really think her daughters don't look like her. I really think this is some weird hoax they did again. Just like he didn't get sworn in on the Bible, and it was the Quran, all this weirdness. I mean, I used to laugh at this stuff, but man, it's all about rubbing our noses in it. And I think it's all an arranged marriage. It's all completely fake. And it's this big sick joke because he's obsessed with transgender. This is like some weird cult or something. I think Michelle Obama is a man. I really do. I really do. I believe it. Just like the minute I saw Frank Marshall Davis in his porno photos in Dreams of My Real Father and his and Obama writing a book that he lived with him in the summers and that it was his grandfather's best friend. And then I saw the photos of Obama's mother on the same couch as Obama's photographed on at Frank Marshall Davis's house, but with a, in a lesbian photo shoot. My mother didn't believe it when she heard the guest on like 3-4 years ago, and she wanted to see the DVD that we sell. And she saw it, and she said, it's incredible. It's true. It is. That's the whole Kenya thing. Why she kept saying he was born in, you know, born in Kenya, and when he was the head of the law review, he said he was born in Kenya. In his bio for several years straight in the law review, it said born in Kenya. And then we're like, look at this. You're born in Kenya. You say you weren't. Stop lying. Why all these fake birth certificates in 9 different layers? Day one, we pulled it up. It was in layers. It was fake. The typewriter printer stuff was a Microsoft Word. See, each strike of a typewriter is like a snowflake or a water droplet. It's different. There's never one the same. When it splats, there's micro splatters. We just blew up the letters, compared them. It was the same font. We even went to Microsoft and looked it up. It was fake, but it was meant to be. We're like, why is this so fake? Why is this to mess with us, to taunt us? No. See, there's CIA tactics and intelligence agency tactics that say, like, they'll go, you know, spray PCP or gas on a crowd and then run around in, like, you know, puppy dog outfits so no one really knows what happened. And everybody's hallucinating. And then several people are killed in the crowd in an assassination. But later, no one even knows what went on. They tried that in, you know, Jacob's Ladder and stuff in Vietnam. They did tests like that. A lot of it's declassified. They admit it Guantanamo Bay when they're torturing people. They just run around in devil outfits while they're on LSD and then have prostitutes come in who are menstruating to smear blood all over them just to totally whack them out. I mean, I don't want to get gross here, but this is not what they do. It's the same thing here. They have like a tranny up there as the first lady. His dad's a famous commie leader on the actual communist board running communist newspapers nationwide, funding the party with hardcore porn. Underground porn back then was big money. And it's just total black ops. His grandpa's CIA. And it's just freakazoid. It's total freakazoid. And they're mad that they have a man with a good-looking wife as president. They don't want that. They want to train you to submit and break your will. Just like it was declassified, the CIA puts out deviant art, deviant music to break society and to turn you all into jellyfish. When you go out in the general public, most people look like the walking dead, like their souls got sucked out of their eyeballs.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
I'm wound up.
You're Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. Biffybag.com. BiffyBag.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
My love is in league with the highway. There's something about driving long distance to meet the woman you're in love with that does build the passion. And it is, you're like in love with them driving as the lights come by at night. Pull up. My love is in league. The highway. What a great writer, Robert Plant.
My love is in league. The freeway. Sebastian will ride. And the cities fly by.
There's no turning back on the road, is there?
My love is a mile away.
Something about that.
The eyes that just there, and the glance at the front.
We live on such an incredible planet. It's been really rainy weather. where the sun has been basically in a distance, sunrise and sunset, shooting under the clouds like this green light. And I've been marching around a lot with my family, children on the Greenbelt. And at my house and twice on the Greenbelt this weekend, I would see chaparrals, roadrunners, basically doing mating dances, chasing each other around, chirping at each other, hopping around. It was always males and females three times. The females are smaller. It was just amazing. What a cool planet. What a cool God built all this. And we just sit here with all the mystery of the universe around us, wondering, where do we come from? Who are we? What are we going to do with ourselves? What are we going to build? And we're taught to only selfishly care about ourselves individually. But when we only do that, we then lose our very humanity. But there's also then a counterfeit to all that. And that's that they sell socialism and collectivism to manipulate those of us that want to give and be helpful to submitting ourselves to the collective, which is directed centrally by anti-human eugenicists. So it's the ultimate anti-human, anti-individual movement. All right, let me go ahead now and get back into the news. I think there's something going on with Michelle Obama. There are some chromosomal disorders where women can basically be hermaphroditic, but still have female genitalia. And you notice a lot of the top athletes now in the world that are women, whether it be in marathons or wrestling or powerlifting, it turns out some of those African women, some of those Russian women, some of those American women, they've had DNA tests and they're guys. They're guys. And they've got those chromosomes. They've got that going on. And there's questions in the Olympic Committee and things about whether they're going to exclude these folks. And politically correct groups are saying, no, let them. Okay, well, they're a man, but they don't have the genitals. But they've got a man's genetics, a man's muscles, a man's bone structure, a man's speed. Let's just let then men have sex changes and all the leaders, all the top swimmers, all the top boxers, all the top basketball players, it's going to be men. I mean, men will then dominate women's sports. And you can say, oh, well, those are women. I can just self-identify as whoever I want. I mean, I'm sorry, Wilt Chamberlain at 6'9" or whatever, 6'10", couldn't identify as a woman. He was a man and a man's man. And you could remove his testicles. Or have him, with one testicle like Lance Armstrong, to get scientific here. And he would still dominate any woman in his prime on the basketball court, period. Because he's a man. Oh, I identify as a blind person. The state's going to pay for me to pour Drano in my eyes and then pay for me to be at home on welfare. You're a freak. You need to be in a mental institution. And I'm sure not paying for it. Now, are there people that really feel like they're a woman and were brought up like that? Absolutely. I've read the science. There's actually scientific times where a man has genetics and there's different variants and different, double Y, double X's, where you really are pretty much a woman, but you've got a member. It's the same way. So there is cases where this goes on. It goes on in the entire mammal kingdom. So there's that argument, well, this is natural. I was born this way. In a minority of cases, it is that way. And I want to explain something. I don't dislike anybody. I really don't care if you're a man and think you're a woman or you're a woman and think you're a man. Just here's the deal. There's a globalist agenda to push this, to sexually confuse children, and then to have a lobbying groups come in and get 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds to decide they want a sex change, and then the state's coming in and doing it in areas of Europe and trying to do it with 10-year-olds and are doing it with 11-year-olds despite what parents want in the U.S. And, man, that's crazy. If the school can't take your children to the zoo without them signing a form, why can they take them for an abortion in many states or to have a sex change? This is the state coming in and dominating and using a new social right, a new civil right, a new human right to inject this. And they know we're a liberal, altruistic, open society. We're like, okay, sure. And then next is we're going to teach your kids how to do this. No, you're not. And when I say Michelle Obama is looks like a man, folks, she looks like a man. Lady looks like a dude. And so, regardless, they're calling it racist and saying it's been taken down. That is totally and completely protected what Ben Garrison's doing. I'll only get Ben Garrison on the show. Can we document cam that for TV viewers and show it to him again? Now, before I go any further, the story's up on InfoWars.com. We found three of these, but they're not edited together yet, so I'm not going to play all three of them in a row, but I'm going to do this later and put a special report out with this. We found in just the last few minutes three different times that Obama, at military commencement speeches and at college commencements, is there with Michelle Obama and says, Michael and I. And you don't get your wife's name wrong and then call it a male name. It's like if you're married to Christina. You don't say, Chris and I have been married. No, you say, Christina and I. You don't mess up a name. And you don't do it three times that we just found in a few minutes. And there are, in article reports, dozens of times. And, you know, maybe that's because Chris wears the pants in the family. That's reportedly from all of Obama's boyfriends that Wayne Madsen looked to into Chicago. Obama, you know, is the girl. He's the catcher, not the pitcher. And so, you know, that's probably why, you know, it's the whole Butch thing going is because that's daddy right there. So that's the report on that front. Just thought everybody would know about that. Gold Depository could soon be on its way to Tejas. We're going to get that DNC boss and Clinton, not under investigation by FBI, though they say they are. Just total lies, total disinformation from a pack of liars. We're also going to get into Obama doesn't think rapists, armed robbers, and drug dealers are criminals. They're officially trying to change the name of that. Also, we're going to get into U.S. concern grows over possible Venezuelan meltdown officials. We told you years ago it's melting down. We told you last month it's melting down. And I actually saw articles attacking me saying Jones is fear-mongering, saying Venezuela's melting down. Well, it is melting down. Giant riots, murders, death in the streets. We've got a story up on DrudgeReport.com, originally from ZeroHedge.com. Scenes from the Venezuelan apocalypse. Countless wounded after 5,000 loot supermarket looking for food. As pure desperation has set in, crime has become inevitable. They might even get more crime-ridden than Mexico. So that footage is up on InfoWars.com. We're going to cover that. But first, since we mentioned it, again, this report is up on DrudgeReport.com. TSA nightmare. And by the way, I just want to say to all of our great crew, even our board ops and camera people, if you want me to get you a phone that's got good digital video, I just thought of this, please, when you're out, be a reporter, shoot video of this stuff, because we've got video, but Allie was there in Chicago, 4+ hours stuck, one of our great news researchers and TV control room switchers. And she was stuck in this for 4 hours, and boy, I just always remind my crew, videotape stuff. But we've got other folks that videotaped it. Remember last week there were 3-4-hour lines that were up to a mile long. TSA nightmare, 4,000 travelers miss flights after long, 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 long lines. And we need somebody to write a big article about this. We're about to talk to her. Because does anybody remember when Drudge and I and others pushed that national opt-out holiday? And we were doing articles almost every day for about a year, about 5 years ago. And then when we said opt out for the week of Thanksgiving, one of the busiest flight days of the year, probably the busiest. Do you remember what happened? For a full week, they just turned the stinking machines off. The border's wide open. They fly people in from Pakistan, from Afghanistan, from Syria, and Saudi Arabia. Don't even search them. That's in the news. So, of course, you could turn the scanners off. Of course, you could just wave us through and walk through the frickin' metal detector. But you want to train us to put your hands on our Michelle Obamas. You want to put your hands on the family Michelle Obamas. You want to get your hands on the Michelle Family Jewel Obamas goodies. And our wives and our daughters, and just train us. Just like top psychologists have said, the touching of children is training them to get the Sandusky, Bill Clinton, Epstein, pedo treatment. But that's okay. Donald Trump asked hot women out when he was married. I mean, one of the actors married. And he was married. He had kids. He was a man. He played golf. He ate hamburgers. He's confident. He swaggers around. He's a horrible person. Because the crime is that he's a man and women like him. So they want to get all the women going, he talked to women. He wants to get the ugly women vote. I don't see any women as ugly. But that, you know what it is? There's a new meme out that really hot chicks are putting out saying, hey, I want fourth wave feminism where mentally ill, uptight, ugly women don't hate on me all day because I'm good looking. I just think all women are great. Look at them. I love human beings, period. But I mean, there is a lot of social envy going on here. And nobody's meaner than women to super hot chicks. That's why super hot chicks, back before I was married and stuff, are the easiest to get a date with, because most guys are intimidated by them, and women are messing with them. And when you're just charming and funny and talk to them, they just can't believe that somebody's being sweet to them. Okay, but let's go to Allie. I didn't hear the whole story. She told me during the break. I guess she was on a trip. Tell us what you were doing. What happened in Chicago? You enjoyed this while you're talking. We'll also show some of the news articles and footage of this, because last week they were trying to deny it was even a problem, but then they went to Congress and shook them down so they get more money to set up checkpoints all over the highway. Then there'll be big highway lines. Then they'll need more money. The power to tax is the power to destroy. The power to block roads and transportation is called martial law. And so just like Venezuela and everywhere else, it's a tool of control. And so we're showing mega, massive, ultra-gigantor lines that look like they just go on for miles and miles. So, Allie, thank you so much. Tell us what you enjoyed there in Chicago. Which airport you were at more? Thank you.
Yeah, so I was in Chicago O'Hare, and yesterday, my flight was yesterday, actually. And I got there, and not even, like, I just walked in, and I saw this immense line, and I knew right then and there, I was like, I'm missing this flight. Because it was an hour away, and I was just not going to make it. And then you can see in the screen right now, like, how long they were. It was incredible. It was going from one side of the airport to the other, and it, like, flipped three times even before you got in. People were like, I've been waiting in line for 2 hours, 3 hours. And then I went up, and I was, talked to some of the TSA people and be like, hey, I need to get on my flight. I have work tomorrow. I have to be at the show. And they didn't care. They were just like, well, it's not my problem. It's not my problem. I don't care. And they would just send me to the next person, until they told me I had to rebook.
Sure.
And that's
I want
to
put a meme out here for folks. I want you to continue your story, because it's the truth. No one's pointing out yet this is the hijacking of the country, demanding more money. We're being held captive and ransomed. Our air flight systems. Europe's being flooded with 5 million people who they demand every country must accept to create chaos. France has declared for 2 months their highway system is, quote, in collapse, with mass robberies every night, cars being carjacked. I mean, it's bedlam. People say, why are the governments doing this? Because they're going to get more power and control and all these new federal global highway police out of it. So this is what they're doing. It's the exact same plan here. Please continue with what happened to you. So they tell you they don't care. I mean, in your words, how are they acting? How long did this block you? When did you finally get a flight back to Taos?
I finally got a flight. I got standby today at 7 in the morning. So I had to, they told me, come in at 3:30, because that's when TSA opens. And I went to the airport at 4 in the morning, and it was still packed. People had been staying there overnight. Cots were out and everything, and it took me an hour and a half that time to go through TSA, so I'm glad I went early, because I would have missed that flight as well. But, like, when you got up to them, they were all, like, super happy and just, like, chill, and, like, they didn't care that there was a four-hour line. And
that's because they're told to do it to get raises. It's a criminal organization. A third of their employees have been caught routinely stealing. They robbed your prescription medicine. It's incredible.
Yeah, you didn't see them, like, feel bad for anybody. They were just, like, enjoying their job. And it was very under, like, there was not enough people to work. They didn't even have bins. And then they brought in, like, a canine, and they didn't even use him. Like, they were just there, and they didn't care about everybody. And it made me feel really mad, because I was like...
You know what Mel Brooks says, though? It's good to be the king. I'm sorry. You said it made you feel bad because you're a bad person?
I'm a nice person.
No, you're very nice. I mean, I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah.
So it made you feel bad to have them just so nonchalant?
Yeah, it's like, Why are you being so nonchalant about something that shouldn't even be happening? Like, people should be moving. Like, it, and then I read an article saying that they were blaming the people for not being ready.
Oh, I know. They said you're bad. I saw that article. TSA says the people are bad, even though they admit they're just standing down. Well, listen, it gets worse. Remember the ad they put in Seattle 2 years ago that said, we want you to be aggressive and imperious and rude? Imperious means arrogant and royal. And so they're telling him to just be royal. Total arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. News Channel 8, NBC, TSA blames you for longer lines at airport security checkpoints. And all you dumb socialists and people in MSNBC that love living under this, you're all going to be treated like slaves too, you morons. Sorry, ma'am. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. The funny thing is also, like, I talked to a bunch of people when I was there, and the news was there and everything, and everybody was reporting it. And this woman was like, oh, yeah, I've been in line for 3 hours. And they were like, we're just going to have to rebook you. Oh, wait, there's no flight. So a lot of people were just missing. She also told me that people that were inside the airport, they were like, the airplanes are empty because nobody's in here. And
of course, that's going to cause a chain reaction for days and days. So when was your flight? How long were you held up total? And when did you finally get out? This morning?
Yes, this morning. I actually just came straight from the airport. But the flight was last night at 8 p.m. I got there at 5, was in line for an hour and a half. And then they were like, well, you just have to rebook. So went back to my family, who is in Chicago, stayed the night, went back at 3 in the morning, and waited an hour and a half just to get into TSA.
Was that your mom's place up in Chicago?
Actually, my cousin.
Your mom is really nice. I've met her before.
Yeah, she was there, too.
You look just like her. Well, listen,
thank you
so much. All of you guys, do you have a phone that has video?
Yes, I do. I actually took some footage. That's the footage you were seeing.
See, folks, there's no teleprompters. There's no planning here because there's so much news. We're moving so fast. I mean, I got ready for hours this morning at home, but I hadn't talked to her, so I'm chastising, saying, where's the footage? And it's on the kitchen. Okay, she gets a bonus. Great job. And anybody else in this crew? Because we got company phones. People say, well, I didn't bring a camera because I thought company phones stay at the office. No, the company phones go with you. And anyone that works for me that wants a phone that doesn't have one with a video camera or wants a camera, I will get you one because everybody's a reporter in this operation. And every citizen listening and watching is a reporter. And, Allie, you're already getting a bonus for the great job you've done. You're getting a bigger one. Great job.
Thank you so much.
Wow, so that's her footage. We need to put InfoWars on that. Man, I get so upset because I see it. I know what it is, and it's come out in other federal agencies where they'll hold up bridges and hold up dams and hold up electricity and hold up drawbridges and go, the drawbridges are now closed at 9 at night when they used to be open to get more funds. It's a famous memos that have come out in different cities, like Chicago 20 years ago, where they would hold up potholes until they got more money. And I mean, the city of Austin has billions in slush funds. They're always claiming they don't have enough money. And the property taxes are the highest in the state here. And, of course, it's going on in your town, too. Mind-blowing. Well, good job, Allie. We should interview her on the nightly news tonight and point out our great, you know, board op slash researcher that got some great footage, and we should put a whole report out on that. So there you go, folks. I'm like, you need to have a video camera. Well, she did. That's called going off half-cocked. But, hey, it's better to be early than late, right? Early bird gets the worm. So fantastic, fantastic crew. Okay, where to start here on that whole front? You know, I've got like dozens of stories I haven't even mentioned yet and stuff I want to go back into. But this whole thing with Zuckerberg meeting with another guy that thinks his listeners are dumb effers, and that's Glenn Beck. I mean, you talk about facing the crowd, baby. He's the real deal. I haven't seen that movie. It's excellent. 1950s or 60s movie with Andy Griffith. Starring Andy Griffith. Now, can we pull up the IMDb on facing the crowd? You've got to see it, folks. If you want to know the type of true dirtbags we're dealing with here, and I'm sorry, it's just a fact. Look at this. TSA breakdown. Airport lines go for hours. Grudge just updated again. And this goes to a Chicago CBS local. We've got to get a report out with Allie immediately. You know, eyewitness, you know, talks about the arrogance of the TSA. There's your headline. And then just have her maybe be interviewed by Leanne right now over in the other studio. And just bang her video out immediately without all my hyperbole. And I think we'll probably see it up on the vaunted king of media, DrudgeReport.com. Nightmarish lines continue at airport security checkpoints. Nightmarish. There's no need to fear, though. I'm sure they'll just give them double funding, and then no one will remember a few years from now when they pull the same trick again. But remember, you have the Trump card. Wait a minute. You're leaving the borders wide open. You're shipping people in with no coverage. Hey, you're letting them not even have their IDs looked at. And wait a minute. You got rid of the lines completely when we said boycott and opt out to shut down the lines ourselves. But see, they weren't ready to do a funding boost then, so we were going to shut it down like a national strike to have the airlines pressure them. Because the pilots had already said no and wouldn't be checked. We're flying the airplane. You're not going to check us, okay? Trust us. You know, we're more trusted than you, you moron, that took a three-day course. And so now they had to back off. But they wouldn't let us have our national strike. No, 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 no. They turned it off and just said, go on through. People said, the airports are incredible. You just walk right through. Wow, it's like 1985. It's so wonderful. We even had more hijackers back then. There were actually real Arab hijackers. You know, the whole 9/11 thing is as funny as a Bill Clinton dollar bill. All right. Second hour is coming up with all of our other guests. Third hour, I'll get back into all the stuff I haven't covered yet. There's just so much, obviously, to get to. Briefly, speaking of storable foods, we ended about a week ago the 30 to 40% off all the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. But I said the four top sellers, the four-week, the three-month, the six-month, the year, you do different packages, different spectrums of those four, those are still 30 to 40% off. It was supposed to end yesterday. The little elves that run the shopping cart didn't do that this morning. That's fine. I just extended one day, but it is over tomorrow morning. Over, and still a great deal, InfoWars Select, InfoWarsStore.com, even if you buy it tomorrow. And the profit we make, you know, if you want to help us fund the operation, just buy it tomorrow and it costs a little more. Well, probably a lot more, but it's still a great deal. But InfoWarsStore.com. Also, Supermail Vitality has been sold out for several weeks. It'll still be sold out, I'm told, until a week or two. We're hoping to get more because they're cold-pressed herbs. We have the dry herb base, basically the same formula, very similar, but at close to half the price. But it's a bigger dose. And I, quite frankly, think this kicks me in the pants just as good. I mean, this is amazing stuff as the Supermail. Supermail has a few other effects. It's the highbrow version, but Anthroplex is excellent. It goes great with Supermail, Superfemale, but it's 15% off for only 40 hours. I don't know why they said 42 hours only, but I guess that's when it ends. Get Anthroplex. This is how it's programmed in the computer. 15% off at InfoWarsLife.com for 42 hours only. Get Anthroplex 15% off at InfoWars Life. Anthroplex is the twice-daily pill formulation for men, it works for women too, that is designed to restore your masculine foundation. Anthroplex works by using key ingredients that you have been asking for. And it goes through horny goat, weed, zinc, orotate, and a newly blended, balanced blend of organic herbs. It's a whole bunch of them. I'm not going to list them all. Anthroplex was created to help fight back against the estrogen mimickers, all the garbage that's out there. This is the perfect product to pair with Supermail Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com, 15% off for 42 hours.
The elves that run the shopping cart inform me that it's a typo. It's only 24
hours. Oh, the elves, are you on air, CJ?
Yes.
Good, I love it when you come on air so they don't think I'm talking to myself. So the elves made a mistake, which they always do, which is fine. It's kind of cute how there's always typos. I like them. But they're a great group, I think, because of spell checkers, though. Myself included, I send stuff out with typos all over it. I think mainstream newspapers have more typos than we do. It's like a, it's crazy. But the, more like minions in the shopping cart, I'm joking. The problem is,
minions, okay, look the same. They're different.
A lot of my crew is like minions from the Minions movie, but I'm like a minion too. I'm just a head minion. I'm crazier than they are. So it's okay. I like the minions. Get 30 to 40% off best-selling InfoWars Select Herbal Food, and the minions are back there loading it up, ready to ship it out to you right now. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is incredible, and it's back in stock after being sold out for 2 months. It is incredible. All the vitamins, all the different amino acids and the minerals together, plant-derived, absorbing the body, totally delicious, totally natural. Check it out. It's got huge 4.8-star reviews. InfoWarsLife.com. That is available as well. And get the free newsletter daily with big discounts in it as well as videos and articles. Sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter and get free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, and get auto-ship. Get 10% off InfoWarsStore.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver.